opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Whistling Hour.
That would be a good show.
That would be a good show. Anyway, we have got not such a good show for you today. It's Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. I'm your host, or one of them, Bob Witte. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10. As you can see on your radio dial, she's sitting right to my left here. It's the practically weekly radio talk show where we have Ricky put together a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on in that particular week. And of course, we stay away from politics and stuff, so we're not going to talk about those things. What else is going on this week? Well, yesterday was Ricky's birthday.
Sure was. 21.
Yeah, 21 all over again. So I've asked her to put together her top 10 favorite things about her birthday, and did you do it so it's just your birthday or just anybody's birthday? Or
I did some that were like birthdays in general, and then I did some that were very specific to my birthday.
Yeah, and then I've got some, you know, like the history of birthdays and what it means if you're born on certain days and celebrity birthdays.
Ah.
Like today is Lucy Liu's birthday. She's 52. Oh. It's Britney Spears' birthday. Britney Spears is 39.
Wow.
And still trying to get out of her father's shadow. 39 years old.
I know.
And for you Packer fans, it's also Aaron Rodgers' birthday today. He is 72 years old. Anyway, so that's what's happening on today's show. And what else is happening? Well, we'll be talking to Darian Kinney from Sunshine Gold Mine tomorrow about shopping, Sandpoint Shopping District, what's going on this week and weekend. I know Friday is Girls' Night Out. Mm-hmm. But it's also Girls' Day Out because they're going to spread it through the entire day.
Exactly. Yeah, it starts at noon this year instead of 7 p.m.
Because you don't want to have like hundreds of people all jamming into one little store, but you want hundreds of people to go to little stores, so you can do it all day long. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Also, tomorrow will be our weekly get together with representatives from Bonner General Health, talk about the new testing site, the latest stats and COVID cases and things like that. If you're looking to get outside and enjoy some wintry activities, Schweitzer is open. And there are a limited number of tickets available to purchase this week. Season pass people can go, but if you want to go during the week this week, you can purchase a ticket. A non-pass holder itching to make some early season turns, you can do it. Tickets must be purchased at Schweitzer.com before heading to the ticket window. So it's everything's different this year. Everything in the world. So purchase your tickets. Day passes at Schweitzer.com, and face coverings are required both when inside the lodges and also when waiting in lift lines. And to find out more about, you know, restrictions and what you can and can't do at Schweitzer, just go to Schweitzer.com, and all the info is going to be there, because it is really a great safe distance sport.
Yeah.
And they've got snow and beautiful sunshine all week.
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous.
So it's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
And that's why a lot of people have gaiters already, is because it really works when you're skiing and snowboarding to block the cold. So it just seems logical.
Yeah, it's just the only thing that's going to be different is, and we talked about this last week, or, you know, like I remember your sister when middle school and high school, I'd bring her up to Schweitzer and she would maybe do a couple of runs, and then basically it was a social scene to hang out in the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not doing that this year, guys.
Right.
There's no hanging out in the, you can go in the lodge and just get in and out and safe distance, use the bathroom, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a different thing. It's going to be all about skiing. So
dang it.
Again, go to Schweitzer.com for more info on that. Also, tomorrow we'll be talking about Insight Restoration and their 2020 fundraiser is being held this year for Kinderhaven, and it's called Pack the Pantry, and we'll tell you more details about that and how you can participate to help out Kinderhaven, who will be with us. Oh, you don't know this yet, but they're on the show next Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
At least for the first section.
Sure.
So you'll really enjoy that. And you'll enjoy today's show. It's Ricky's birthday week, so it's her top 10 favorite things about birthdays, and we'll get to that right after this.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Sandpoint Superdrug is a holiday helpful place for holiday and home decor with lots of housewares and green-friendly products for your home. Sandpoint Superdrug has Traeger and Weber barbecues and lots of stocking stuffers and gift certificates. They carry Burt's Bees and natural beauty products and Mountain Madness soaps and butters. Their hardware department has expanded with lots of merchandise and a whole new look. Happy holidays from Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue, serving our area for the holidays and every day for over 40 years.
Save now with Bi-Mart's Ready for Christmas Savings Book. It's 16 pages full of great Christmas gift ideas and everyday essentials for you and your family. Pick up Ruby Road women's tops for $12.97 or pants for just $14.97 each. Take 20% off all Christmas food gift sets. And don't forget those classic gourmet popcorn tins, yours for only $5.77. Bi-Mart is ready for Christmas when you are, with a clean, safe shopping experience and holiday savings that can't be beat.
The holidays are a great time to shake up your gaming experience and join the winners at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Your December playcation starts with $59 weekday room rates and $99 weekend rates in our beautiful Kootenai Lodge. Book now and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Be sure to request these rates as they're based on availability. Then with our super progressive jackpots and daily spins, you have more chances to win holiday cash. And because winning makes you hungry, we're offering mouth-watering comfort food dinners in our Springs restaurant, all priced at just $11. Our December spa special includes an express pedicure, an anti-stress facial, and a scalp ritual for just $89. Plus, you'll receive a $20 coupon toward a January spa visit. The winning just doesn't end. Shake up your gaming experience. Treat yourself to a December playcation and call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho. Radio.com, KSPT, Sandpoint. KVFI Bonner's Ferry. It's Ricky's top 10 for this week. Our very first top 10 favorite things about birthday show. Yeah. Something, a new subject for us. So I did a little research on birthdays this week. And, you know, the very first birthday party ever. Mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, like a conspiracy theory or anything. This is an actual historic fact, as far as you know. But, of course, there was just Adam and Eve, right?
In
the beginning, they're like the first humans. And, you know, they were like maybe in their mid-teens. And finally, Eve had this idea. Mm-hmm. He said, Adam, you know, tomorrow's your birthday. How come we never celebrate it? Mm-hmm. He's going, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. And she goes, well, you know, we ought to have a birthday party. Let's have a party for your birthday. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. This is the invention of the birthday party. But then Adam said, you know, I would, but I don't know who I'd invite. I mean, all my friends are apes. All my friends are apes. And so, actually, the very first birthday, that is not true. That is not a true story, by the way, because I'm just monkeying around with you. Oh, anyway, birthdays all started with the Egyptians, as so many things did. Scholars who study the Bible say that the earliest mention of a birthday was around 3000 BC.
Wow.
And was in reference to a pharaoh's birthday, of course. But further study implies that this was not their birth into the world, but their birth as a god or a powerful person. So it wasn't really a date of birth. So What is the first birthday called? Well, when someone who is designing a form wants to know the day and year you were born, they don't label that space birthday. They label it date of birth.
Sure.
Right? So given that, it makes sense to call the day 1 year after a person was born his or her first birthday.
Mm.
A year later, it's their second birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Were you wondering about birthday cakes? Is that something you're wondering?
Literally always.
It is someone who like eats cake for breakfast.
Yes.
Who made the very first birthday cake?
Who?
It was Eve on Adam. No. It is believed that the first actual birthday cake was made in Germany.
Ah, of course.
As so many firsts are, mm-hmm. were. In the Middle Ages, the Germans would celebrate children's birthdays with cake, calling the celebration Kinderfest.
Aw, adorable.
It is kind of cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kinderfest. Cakes originally were kind of a coarse bread-like product and later became a much sweeter version called Gebürtstagorten.
Uh-huh, yep.
I didn't make that up. That's a word. So when did birthday cakes finally become popular? Well, they say it was in the 15th century. Bakeries in Germany began to market one-layer cakes for customers' birthdays in addition to cakes for weddings. So they figured, well, it's good enough for a wedding. Why not have it on your birthday?
Sure.
During the 17th century, the birthday cake took its contemporary form. Mm. And one of the traditions that began around that same time was taking a cake and having the birthday person cut it.
Yeah.
And historically got to also have the very first piece.
Oh, interesting. Some of the best cake I've ever had in my life was in Germany. So I'm not surprised by that. And it's funny that you brought that up because I was going to say in German, happy birthday is super gnarly, as everything is in German. It's alles gut zum Geburtstag.
So do they actually sing that in the happy birthday song?
We should call Steffi and have her sing it for us because it's I can't do it. But yes, it does. It sounds harsh, as most things do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, interesting stuff. So,
danke.
Bitte. How do you want to do this, birthday girl?
I think I'll just start at number 10 and count down to number one.
That would be a good idea. Let's
cool.
do it like that.
All right. So, top 10 things, my favorite things about birthdays. Number 10 is just that you get to be spoiled for a day. Like, you get to decide what you want to do, and people just have to go along with it. You know, as somebody who's not married and probably never will be, it's not like I get like that wedding, you know, bridezilla kind of moment in my life. My birthday is when I get to tell people this is what we're going to eat and this is what we're going to do, and you get to be happy about it for me. I really like that part of it.
So yesterday was your birthday.
Yes.
Here in the year of COVID.
Uh-huh.
What did you do?
You know, funny you should ask that. I'm going to talk about that in like two more things, if that's cool.
Okay.
So my number 9, I'll just get through really quickly. Everyone has one. I think that's really fun. Like everyone, whether you celebrate your birthday or you enjoy it or not, you were still born on a certain day of the year and you mark that day with another year of your life. Like, I just think that that's a kind of a special thing that literally everyone all over the world has as a birthday. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I do. So in this day and age, I mentioned mm-hmm. the year of COVID, are kids who historically have, you know, the funnest birthday parties,
yeah.
are they still doing that?
That's funny. So my number 8, and we'll talk about this one for a while, is...
No, we're on until 1 o'clock. We can't just whip through all
I know,
these.
But you keep asking me questions that are pertinent to my number 8, so I'm just going to get to number 8.
Okay.
Number 8 is all of the traditions and rituals, which is also what I really enjoy about holidays. I always get super into holidays because I really like that, having a tradition, like this is the thing that you save for this one day a year to do that day and have the thing, and... So I really enjoyed that part of birthdays and holidays, is that you have all these sort of rituals that you go through. So traditionally, yes, like you said, people have big parties or you all get together with your friends, and you can't really do that this year. Several of the children's parties that I've been to, and I use that term loosely, have been the drive-by birthday parties where they set up in the front yard, it's all decorated and the kid hangs out, and then their friends and family drive by and hand them presents and say hi. So nobody's getting too close. Nobody's hanging around. My nephew this year, we did that for his birthday in April, and he said genuinely that it was his best birthday ever. So I think the kids are super into it. I think it can be really fun if you have the spirit and not go like, oh, isn't it too bad we couldn't do a real thing? Like, just get them into it, and kids are excited.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why my grandson, your nephew, mm-hmm. enjoyed that birthday so much. It was middle of April, so all of this was really new.
Yeah.
You know, and everything was shut down all of a sudden. And so you're 10 years old, and you're kind of freaking out, like, what's going on in the world? I can't mm-hmm. play Little League. I can't go to my basketball practice. I can't go to school. Right. And now it's my birthday. So he expected nothing.
Yeah.
And then it was a surprise drive-by parade, and it was the first drive-by birthday I'd been to.
Yeah.
And it really was fun.
It really was.
And then similarly, mine was in August, so we were at that same house out in Ponder Point and just hanging out in the driveway, safe distancing outside, and just talking about birthday stuff. And then all these people from the neighborhood rode by it on their bike. They had a drive-by bike birthday
exactly.
parade. It was a total surprise. And
then we also
really
Zoomed
fun.
With all of your sort of distant relatives, like people, cousins and aunts and uncles that we don't normally talk to on a regular basis, all Zoomed in. So that was super fun. Yesterday, I sort of... Because I have my quarantine, the people that I live with on the mm-hmm. Compound that I often talk about. And then my family, you and my sister and my aunt and uncle and my friends that I'm very close to. So they're sort of separate bubbles that I keep at certain distances. And I couldn't get everyone all together in one place. It's too many people and it's too stressful, and trying to, get kids to hang out outside is impossible. So I just split it up throughout the day. So I wasn't stressed and running around. We started, as you know, in your backyard, had a little fire.
I wasn't invited?
No.
I was there.
We had a little fire. You and my sister, aunt and uncle, and my little niece came, and we had lunch and ate cake, and I opened my lovely presents. Thank you very much. And it was just really relaxed and easy. And then I went home and got ready and went over to my friend's house just as it got dark. And we had two fire pits going outside. The, little kids came out and said hi and then went back inside. But it was mostly just, five or six adults standing around, people coming and going as they got off work, and said hi and gave me presents and, a couple Irish whiskeys. And then I walked home. I was home in a reasonable hour. And then the quarantine was all there waiting for me with cake and champagne and more presents. And it was just a really relaxed, easy kind of birthday. It wasn't like a big party where you're just like out all night and go crazy. It just was like it flowed and it was nice. And I got to see everyone I care about. And
so you had basically three safe distanced mm-hmm. parties.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's very good.
It worked very well.
And one thing I was impressed with, because I was at the first one, the daytime party in my own backyard, and your uncle had made you a birthday cake, a
yes.
German cake.
Yeah.
And when it came time to blow out the candles, we're all thinking, don't blow out the candles. We all want to eat some of that cake. So I know a lot of people these days are doing like cupcakes, so mm-hmm. it's individual. But you had several candles on your cake, and I was wondering how you were going to do this. So tell folks how you safely blew out your candles.
Right. Yeah. My Uncle Scott wanted me to pinch out all the candles, but mm-hmm. I am terrified of fire. And I know for a fact that would have ended in disaster, because that's how my life works. So instead, I just took each candle out individually and blew it out farther away in a, away from the cake. And that worked perfectly well. It was very cute. And I got to make a lot of wishes. So
it's very inventive. And yeah. I know you got some great presents at the afternoon party. Did that continue into the nighttime parties?
Yes. Speaking of Sunshine Goldmine, Matt, the jeweler there, made me this custom, it's a crochet hook ball of yarn necklace.
That's awesome.
It's very cute, because I'm super into the fiber arts lately. I got some great things. That brings me back to my number eight, traditions and rituals. I never felt like I missed out on any of the birthday traditions. I still got presents and cake and friends and family around. And I did all the things that you traditionally do on a birthday in a weird year and in an unusual, fun way. It kept it fresh and exciting.
And not only was your birthday yesterday, but it was also Woody Allen's birthday.
Yes.
1935, he was born. God, he's old. Yeah. Bette Midler's birthday yesterday. She was born in 1945.
Right.
So no spring chicken there either. Richard Pryor's birthday, born in 1940. Lou Rawls, who uh-huh. you may not even know who that is. 1933, golfing legend Lee Trevino.
Totally.
Those were all... yesterday. Now, in case you're wondering, on my birthday, which is August the 14th, I share that birthday with quite a group. Steve Martin, my favorite comedian of all time. Speaking of comedians, Gary Larson from The Far Side.
Oh, nice.
Born on my birthday. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. My favorite basketball player of all time, Magic Johnson.
Whoa.
Shares my, he calls me every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of calls me every year, Halle Berry. We share that nice birthday. One. And so that's my birthday. We'll talk about more of other people's birthdays and Ricky's top 10 favorite things about her birthday and more birthday stuff on Ricky's top 10 right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10. It's all about birthdays today. Top 10 lists on birthdays. And do you know what the busiest month for most people, what month has the most birthdays in it?
Let's see, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November?
No, it is actually September.
Oh, really?
Well, think about it. It's the 9th month. What happened 9 months earlier? It was the holidays.
Day. Well, that's why I was thinking February because of Valentine's Day.
No, it's probably kind of true in your family, but if you think about that one, I had a bunch of kids. But yeah, more people born in the month of September than any other month. The 10 least popular birthdays, naturally Christmas Day.
Ben Olson of the Sandpoint Reader, his birthday is the day after Christmas.
Oh,
that's a rough one.
So when you're a little kid, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would be really tough. But Christmas Day also is Jimmy Buffett's birthday, Annie Lennox.
Oh, nice.
And Sissy Spacek.
And as we mentioned earlier, my cousin Steffi.
And yeah, cousin Steffi, who lived right here in Sandpoint for a long time. Also, least popular birthdays, New Year's Day, Christmas Eve, of course, the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Although your sister, Jen, grew up thinking that the 4th of July fireworks were in honor of her birthday.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's just anything around you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving kind of sucks, especially for kids.
We do also have like a third cousin, I do anyway, in Germany, who was the millennium baby. She was the first baby born on New Year's Day of 2020, or 2000. Yeah, that's what it was, millennium.
And speaking of... Which day in September has the most people on Earth born is September the 9th.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Wasn't Grandma's birthday right around September
9th? Sure. Yeah, it was. It was right around when school started, is what I recall, beginning of fall. Anyway, so we'll have more birthday facts, but we are at your number 8. Seven,
and weirdly enough, a hot segue, my number 7 is, I think it's fun to find out who the celebrities that you have, that you share a birthday with are, which you just talked about before the break. Woody Allen, Bette Midler, and Richard Pryor, I think were all hilarious people, great entertainers, incredibly talented, all of us born on December 1st. My sister Jen shares a birthday with Frida Kahlo. My uncle Paul and Aunt Sherry both share a birthday with Madonna, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's fun. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a kind of a fun thing to look up. And sometimes it's somebody really cool, and then sometimes it's Woody Allen. So,
who was really cool at one point in his life.
Yeah,
one of my old surfing buddies growing up, his birthday shared with King Kamehameha.
Ah, it was like the really coolest cool thing. Yeah. So you never know. It's just a fun thing to look up and be like, hey, you know, who else was born today? And like I said, I mean, there's somebody born on every day of the year. And everyone has a birthday. So it's kind of fun to share that, commiserate a little bit.
You know, that's not really true.
I think there's a day of the year that nobody
was born on. I Googled
this
yesterday. I said, is there a day of the year that no one was born? And this is the answer. I'm glad you brought this up.
Thank you.
December the 6th. And I had to... re-ask the question because it said that no one was born on December the 6th. I go, that is impossible.
It's insane. Yeah.
People have been around for a bazillion years. Right. Adam and Eve. I mean, for all we know, Adam was born on December 6th.
Yeah.
Who would know? Anyway, got off subject there. they qualified it as no famous people in their database.
Okay.
Had December 6th as their birthday. So I looked up celebrity birthdays just before we went on the air.
Yeah.
And it goes from December 5th, it skips to the 7th.
How weird.
Yeah. So, you know, you think about like in a lot of major city newspapers, it says people born today, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what are they going to do on December the 6th?
Yeah. That's really interesting.
So anyway, you brought it up. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Maybe
there.
They just say like, you know, my cousin Carl was born on December 6th.
Well, I think they make up half the names because I've never heard of them. You know, actor, blah, 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 blah. I was like, what?
Right.
Anyway.
So my number 6th is age and wisdom that comes along with aging another year. And that's not to say that everyone gets better with age, or not to say that you won't regress into certain habits have a bad year. I'm just saying it's a really good time to reflect on where you were last year at this time, because it marks an occasion. So you can look back and say like, oh, geez, last year at this time, I was a mess and this happened and my car broke down and my dog ran away with his, you know, neighbor's dog and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff that could have happened last year and how far we've come and just what a different world, particularly this year, really is from the world last year. I went to a cram-packed show at the Long Shot last year on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
And we all sat together inside, and that just is so beyond my scope of reality right now. It's crazy to think about that was just a year ago. And never mind all the things like life lessons and stuff that I've been through that have made me a stronger, braver person. And it's just a nice time to reflect and look back on that and see where you've come.
I usually measure the birthday years by the bald spot on the back of my head.
Mm.
It's the one day of the year I take out a little mirror and hold it up while I'm looking in the mirror so I can see the bald spot going, Man, I'm really getting old. I'm losing my hair.
Well, there are people my age with a lot less hair than you, so I wouldn't worry about that. One thing particular to my birthday in particular, because it is December 1st, my number 5, is that Christmas starts on my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I know this year in particular, people had their Christmas up the day after Halloween, which is, to me, against the rules. You at least have to wait until after Thanksgiving and give that holiday its due. But Thanksgiving is usually very close to my birthday. In this particular instance, it was the week before my birthday. And so I like to wait until December 1st to put up a Christmas tree, which you gave me a live Christmas tree for my birthday, and I'm very happy about. Thank you. And take out the decorations, and it just makes it festive and special. I don't listen to Christmas music. I don't watch Christmas movies until after December 1st. It just makes the season in particular more special. And I really like you were saying, my sister Jen associates the 4th of July fireworks with her birthday on July 6th. I associate Christmas merriment and the festive season with my birthday, which makes it my favorite holiday.
Your birthday basically lasts a month.
Exactly. Yes. That's everyone's celebrating me.
That's really good thinking.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, like when I'm king of the world, I'm going to make it a rule that you can't do Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving.
So, I'm sorry, when you're king of the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, anyway, I'm not going to talk politics. I'm just going to say, but I really think that should be a rule, because it kind of tarnishes Thanksgiving if you already have your Christmas stuff up.
Seriously.
And so historically in our family, we would do it, or at least when you were little, and I would do it like the day after Thanksgiving, put up Christmas lights, and maybe go hunt in the woods for the tree and stuff like that. This year, I have to admit, home alone on Thanksgiving night, I was bored to tears, so I put up the Christmas lights.
That's what I'm making an exception this year. People are very bored, and I've been noticing people are going a little more over the top with the decorations, which is super fun for me. I like the particular festivity festive feeling in the air this year. I think people are just going,
yeah, well, they're trying to cheer everybody up, and I think we all just have to, you know, psychologically just hunker down for the winter. And everything's going to be okay. We just got to get through this. Before we continue with your top 10, some other notable birthdays in Canada and the U.S. Of course, families often mark a girl's 16th birthday with Sweet 16 celebration, which is kind of cool. In a lot of Hispanic countries, they have the girl's 15th birthday is kind of her coming out party kind of thing. Did it have a name?
Quinceañera.
Oh, yeah, sure. Quinceañera. In the Philippines, coming-of-age party is a debut, is held for girls on their 18th birthday, and for boys, their 21st, because, you know, it takes boys a lot longer to mature.
Bat mitzvah?
Yeah, bar mitzvah is 13th birthday for boys, and Jewish girls have their bat mitzvah on their 12th birthday.
Yeah.
Or for some sects of Judaism, it's their 13th birthday. So I guess it's, I don't know.
It's about 12
Catholic saints, by the way, when it's their saint day, it's not their birthday.
Ah.
It's their the day they became a saint day.
Interesting. You know, that's like the pharaohs, the Egyptian pharaohs.
Yeah. Of course. I did look up December's most famous birthday, most famous person born, and it said it was Joseph Stalin.
Really?
That's what Wikipedia said.
I mean,
so I go, wait, isn't there like this baby born on Christmas?
Yeah. we'll talk about that after the show. But I would argue that Britney Spears is probably more famous nowadays than Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, and a lot more pleasant, I would imagine. let's see. Of course, Jesus' traditional birthday celebrated as Christmas Eve, but it was not necessarily the real day he was born. I don't know where all that happened, but
we'll talk about that later.
Let's see. Washington's birthday is known as President's Day, but it's not really George Washington's actual birthday. Martin Luther King Day is a federal holiday, of course, and it's always a Monday, so it wasn't necessarily his birthday. And just the list goes on and on about famous birthdays and things of that nature. So we're at your top 5, and we're going to take our final break, get it out of the way, and when we come back, we'll keep talking birthdays, so stick around.
Businesses across Idaho have worked hard to create the safest environments possible for their customers and employees. But they can't do it alone. They need your help to stay healthy and stay in business. Please wear a mask, wash your hands, and maintain physical distance, especially indoors. Every Idahoan can help slow the spread of COVID-19 and help Idaho businesses stay in business. Go to one.idaho.gov and show your support by taking the One Idaho Pledge to keep our economy open safely.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FDA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Have you ever wished upon a star? Did your wish come true? Guess what? It can happen at the Wishing Star Foundation's annual Wishes and Wine virtual event on Saturday, December 5th at 6:30. Listen to heartwarming stories, music, and bid on amazing auction items from ziplining, African safari adventure, to an American Ninja Warrior experience, or a dinner at Candle in the Woods. Register today at wishingstar.org and help children ages 3 to 21 who are terminally ill or battling life-threatening illnesses. Hi, I'm Dave Jacobs of Jacobs Custom Living, proud partner of the Wishing Star Foundation. As a local business, we're pleased we can help change lives one wish at a time through events like this. It only takes a moment to register, then mark your calendar for December 5th. All of us together can help grant wishes.
The holidays are a great time to shake up your gaming experience and join the winners at the Kootenai Casino and Bonner's Ferry. Your December playcation starts with $59 weekday room rates and $99 weekend rates in our beautiful Kootenai Lodge. Book now and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Be sure to request these rates as they're based on availability. Then with our super progressive jackpots and daily spins, you have more chances to win holiday cash. And because winning makes you hungry, we're offering mouth-watering comfort food dinners at our Springs restaurant, all priced at just $11. Our December spa special includes an express pedicure, an anti-stress facial, and a scalp ritual for just $89. Plus, you'll receive a $20 coupon toward a January spa visit. The winning just doesn't end. Shake up your gaming experience. Treat yourself to a December playcation and call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on KSPT, KBFI, and North Idaho Radio. .com, and we're talking about all things Ricky's top 10 birthdays in honor of her birthday this week. And I know we sang happy birthday to you yesterday. And that song, do you know where it comes from?
Germany?
No, it comes from the southern United States, actually. It dates to the late 19th century when teachers, sisters, Patty and Mildred Hill, introduced the song to their kindergarten class called Good Morning to All. It was in Kentucky back in 1860-something or whatever. And they just kept singing it, and then somebody at the end of it at one time as years were going on and said, and happy birthday to you. And they just took that same tune of... Good Morning to All. It just became Happy Birthday to You. And people have tried to get a patent on it, saying that they wrote it, get a copyright. But it has been ruled that at least in the United States and in Europe, it is public domain.
Nice.
And you cannot own Happy Birthday to You. Hmm. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And where are we at?
We're at my number four. My number four is, of course, all of my lovely presents. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm a big believer in used and homemade things. And this is what I always urge everyone when they ask me what I want for Christmas or my birthday. I want black sports socks because here's my theory about socks. If they all match, you never have to match your socks. You can just grab two black socks out of the drawer and it's super easy. Or I want old sparkly things or something handmade. You don't have to make it. I just like it to be handmade. And pretty easy. Not a difficult person to shop for. Some people that I may or may not be sitting in the room with at the moment are incredibly difficult to shop for. You have to get very creative, even though he's pretty pleased with most things that I've ever given him. But it's hard to come up with ideas sometimes. But I really do just like, I like people giving me things. I like opening presents. I like giving presents. I just think the whole thing is just fun. Like everyone likes this part of it. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it reminds me, I have to tell you that when your sister was telling, I called her a few days ago and said, what does Ricky want to do for her birthday? She said, well, she wants to have a fire pit in your backyard and have lunch together and we can all save distance. Oh, and she wants presents. Well, duh. So did you feel yesterday that you scored in the present department?
Yeah, it was great. I got a nudie pen for my aunt and...
A nude depends?
A nudie pen. Nudie. It's one of those that you flip up and down and there's
it's like X-rated?
Nudie. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Super fun. Yeah, I score. I got a spa treatment for my sister Julia. Bob Witte got me a new beanie with Marilyn Monroe on it, which I always like.
I made that myself because I knew you like homemade things.
It was good, yeah. Yeah, it was really fun. I got some great things. And like I said before, Matt at Sunshine Goldmine made me a custom jewelry piece.
That is really cool.
Which is awesome. Yeah, got some great things. I got some 2 packs of black sport socks from my best friend. I was really happy about that.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So we've got a few more things to go over here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So my number three, because of when my birthday is in particular, there's always some schmaltzy holiday movie that comes out right around my birthday. Like usually the Thanksgiving week, there's some new holiday movie that comes out or some family-oriented movie or just, you know, a big blockbuster that they always put out around this time of year. And so I always have a really good birthday movie to watch. Whether it's a great movie or not, it's always that sort of like festive feeling. Like I was saying, the holidays start on my birthday. And so I always have a really good birthday movie to go watch. That's one of my favorite things, going back to traditions and rituals. I love going to the movies on my birthday. Obviously, I didn't do that this year. But I scheduled in time for myself yesterday in between all my parties to lay in bed and watch a new holiday movie on Hulu, which was great. And I enjoyed it. So it was super fun.
So what was the movie?
It is called...
Home Alone.
Happiest Season. Kristen Stewart and Daniel Levy. It was really cute.
I read about that.
Yeah, it was good. It was like a Hallmark movie on Hulu. It was great. And I just like that whole... I don't know. It's one of my traditions that I really enjoy. I love movies. If you listen to the show, you know that I am passionate about that. So it's always fun experiencing a new movie on my birthday.
Yeah, especially a new Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Very good.
My number two, and this is a weird one. Growing up in Southern California, obviously it made sense. Here, it doesn't always make sense. It's not a logical thing, especially yesterday. The weather said it was supposed to be overcast and cold and sort of foggy all day, but it wasn't. I woke up and there was a bright, sunny December day and all the frozen snow was really sparkly. And my early childhood, like my earliest birthday memories, I remember waking up on my birthday and there's bright sunshine streaming through the windows. In December, it's always a beautiful day. And whether it's snowing or sunny or whatever, it's just there's great weather on my birthday every year. And I really love it. Just always a beautiful day. It's perfect and it's exactly what I ever want. So.
And it happened yesterday.
It really
like you
did.
Said, it was not supposed to, but we were sitting in the backyard. It was almost 40 degrees.
It was beautiful out. And yeah. The sunshine, it just felt great. And that's, especially in Southern California, though, I just remember it. We used to play outside on my birthday in shorts and t-shirts, and it was always a beautiful day. So I just have that association.
Surprised you remember that. You were just a baby.
Yeah.
A baby. So we had the fire outside and then we went inside and played Twister and spin the bottle and stuff.
With our family.
You've got one more to go.
I sure do. And I think that it's not surprising at all. My number one favorite thing about birthdays in general, my birthday in particular, it is an excuse to eat cake. All day. And yes, yesterday I had 3 cakes. My lovely roommates made me a waffle cake They layered waffles and whipped cream and berries and brought it to me in bed, which was amazing. And then I had, as you said, the German cake at my afternoon party. And then I got home later in the evening, and the whole corn team had made me, it was a really good, you know, super traditional little kid birthday party, confetti cake with pink frosting and sprinkles on top. And it was absolutely perfect. And yes, I did have that for breakfast this morning and lunch this afternoon. So just cake galore. I love cake. I will eat it for every meal if I could. And right now I have an abundance of cake at the house, and I'm pretty excited about it.
So that's why we didn't go to lunch today.
Yes, exactly.
Very good.
Yeah, I told you I had leftovers.
So ways to celebrate your birthday during the pandemic and stuff. Of course, we talked about drive-bys or bike-bys, which are a great idea. And kid-tested and proved his funnest birthday ever.
Yeah.
You know, you can rent an entire movie theater.
Yes. I tried to do this.
Point Cinemas.
Yeah.
Which you've heard about here on this very program.
I think I just asked Eric a week too early. He said, oh, we're not booking for that day yet. And then I never followed up the next week. So.
But you can rent one of the, what was the Bonner Mall Cinemas. Now it's called Sandpoint Cinemas. Eric Plummer running that. And you can have a party of 20. So you're pretty safe distanced. And it's all people you hang out with and watch a classic movie. And what a great idea to be able to do that. You could have Zoom calls with friends and relatives, of course. Carry out picnic, which is kind of what we did yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
We got spuds to go and had it, and then the backyard around a fire. So that was pretty cool. You, when the weather was nice, you'd have outdoor movie parties, which you can rent a movie and project it on the side of your house or on a sheet.
I actually did that on Halloween. It was really fun. Had a few fire pits scattered throughout the yard, and then projected movies on the side of the house. It was great.
Another thing you could do kind of along the Zoom lines is have a virtual karaoke party.
Oh, that would be fun.
Where everybody, you know, takes turns singing songs.
Yeah.
You can just have dessert delivered to your loved one or relatives. You could have a potluck meal drop-off, which is something we talked about on our show last week, is have
Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, is have everybody, you know, one person bring the turkey, one person bring a ham, and just share it amongst each other. So there are ways to do it in this COVID quarantine time. You could have a virtual game night. Not sure if that would keep anybody from cheating, but you could go camping, which we've braved weather in camping before.
My friends were just camping this last weekend out at Indian Point. They said
really?
It was delightful. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Must have a good sleeping bag. One idea is surprise somebody with a subscription. You know, like if they're a golfer, get them a golf magazine or something like that.
That's a good one.
And
you know what I used to do for my sister Julia when she first had a baby and it was wintertime and hard to leave the house? I got her a subscription to Harry and David, the Fruit of the Month Club. And so she had fresh fruit delivered to her door once a month, and it was lovely.
Hmm. And here's one I hadn't heard of. There is you can send somebody a celebrity cameo. There is
a new
service
thing
that allows you to pay actors, musicians, reality TV stars, athletes, whatever, for personalized shout-outs.
Right.
Anywhere from $2 to $3,000, you can request a video, personal video message from people like Brett Favre, Mandy Moore, Tony Hawk, James Van Der Beek, Deborah Messing, Flavor Flav, Val Kilmer.
It's actually really funny if you go on the Cameo app. John Craigie was just here over Thanksgiving, and his manager was trying to get him to sign up for it. And so we were looking up all the people that we could think of, and they do a little blurb to give you an example of what it would be like if you paid this person for a cameo. And it's pretty funny. Like, you can look it up and see what they would say. Like, we watched Ice-T do one, and Melissa Joan Hart, and just sort of random people. I don't think John Craigie is going to sign up to do it, but it was fun going through that with him. It was it was an interesting, it's a new thing. It's cool.
I'd like to have, you know, Bob Dylan say happy birthday, Bob Whitty.
Good luck.
What's your name again? The answer, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, for more information on that, to get a celebrity cameo, see what's all available. So I think it's a great idea.
It really
is.
In
this day and age of technology, why not? Cameo.com. It's easy to remember. Cameo.com. And you check it out. And it's not that expensive, and it'd be a lot of fun and really surprise people. So yeah. It would be a really good thing. Happy birthday. Thanks for doing it, putting up with me and doing the show this week. And we'll be back in here. I'll be back in here tomorrow with BGH, also Sandpoint Shopping District, talk about Sunshine Gold Mine and more, and then back next week with a couple more shows as well. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KQ46E, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and